Hey, thanks for joining us. This is Lady V along with SD. We are She Talks Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. Today's topic, Equal Promises of God. Us for the first time, I am SD.
And I'm Lady V.
And we are so glad you decided to check out our podcast.
Yes.
So just stick around with us to the end of the episode because they didn't come across us by chance.
No, Lady V. It was divine appointment.
Yes. And, you know, we're sure there's going to be something that's going to bless you or you can share with someone else.
Absolutely. You know?
Hit that subscribe button and follow and like us on social media at We Are She Talks. Now, to our regular listeners, we just want to thank you for your support.
Yes, thank you. We've been getting support from around the world, places like Israel, Europe, here in the United States, you know, New York, North Carolina, Washington, California, Utah, just all over the world, Africa. And we are just so grateful for listeners all over the world. It is our purpose to reach the world with
that's
the gospel.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. So we want you to just head on over to our website, SpreadingHopeEverywhereTalks.com. Take our short survey. And if our content has blessed you in any way, reach out to us.
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
Let us know. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your feedback.
Yes.
You know, if it's blessing you in any way, that means so much to us.
So today, we are going to speak to all of those who have posed a question about whether or not God still honors the same promises in the Bible today. I'm sure you've either heard about or read about, you know, people that have either experienced or witnessed the move of God in a mighty way. And you may have even heard about the miracles and healings and the move of the Holy Spirit and other supernatural occurrences recorded throughout church history. You know, and there are plenty of great books you can read about it, about the move of God. Of course, reading the Bible first and foremost. And then there are books and by men and women of God and different ministries from the past and the present, like people like John G. Lake, Smith Wigglesworth, Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke, who's recently passed, Oral Roberts, Catherine Kuhlman, Benny Hinn, who is still with us, and just to name a few. You know, there's several books out there about the move of God and the miracles of God, and so it is real. It didn't just happen back in the biblical times. It is happening even on today. You don't hear about it as frequently, but it is still happening because God is still God. He does not change. And what he did before, he can do again.
That's right.
And so if you listen to our podcast, you know, you've heard us talk about the miracles of God from the past and those of the present as well. We've shared accounts of those that sought God and received answered prayer with life-changing results. You know, just like today, you know, many people are praying. And there were, you know, there have been testimonials that we've also shared about the power of God and answered prayer. And there are some, you know, there are some that still question whether or not their prayers will be answered or if the promises of God in the Bible are still relevant for today. And some have prayed prayers and, you know, still waiting, still haven't received an answer yet, and people want to know why is that, and they question in their mind, you know, why it seems like some people get the prayers answered while others seem to still be waiting or didn't see the same results, you know. And the question that runs through their mind is, does God have favorites? Well, that's why we need to talk about the equal promises of God that's still available today for all believers in Jesus Christ. Now, because, you know, I personally believe that it's not about favoritism, but it's about our need to get in receiving mode by staying, you know, and staying there in faith, no matter what it looks like.
That's
right. That's why, you know, our walking by faith and not by sight and fighting the good fight of faith comes together hand in hand, mm-hmm. because it would not be a fight if it wasn't that you had to walk beyond what you see going on around you to still believe God for his promises to come to pass in your life. And what you feel. You could be going through things in your body, and then the word of God says by his stripes, Jesus' stripes, we are healed. And although the word is true, you know, the enemy is going to always try to get you to focus on what you feel. But God is not about emotion, you know, about what you feel. His power moves beyond what we feel, or what we see. It has to be in what we believe. Right. So faith is what moves mountains, and faith also is what moves God. Mm-hmm. And then there's, you know, just praying the word and standing on it. And as long as it takes, you know, sometimes, you know, you're going to be believing God for a promise, and others around you are going to want to allow the enemy to use them to constantly say, you know, God ain't going to do it. You know, he ain't going to do it. But you know, I'm going to say I am one that, you know, have had people, I would tell them something that I was believing in, you know, years ago, and I, through the years, have said I was believing, I'm still waiting for. And I've heard throughout the years, people that I work with or whatever, people around me that were considered friends at the time, would say to me, you better go and do it yourself, girl. You better stop waiting on God. Mm-hmm. But the thing of it is, when you're waiting on God, it's about God's timing. And it's not about what you want and when you want it. And the thing of it is, if he promised it in his word, he is able to fulfill it.
Yes.
And we just have to be willing to wait for it.
That's right.
So today we want to shine a light on prayer, faith, and receiving. But first, we're going to take a moment for a brief public service announcement.
COVID-19, better known as the coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you are experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and or consult a physician. There are a few ways to help stop the spread of this respiratory disease. Listen for instructions from local government about staying home. Stay at least 6 feet or 2 arms length from others. Wash hands often and disinfect frequently touched surfaces at home. Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow or tissue, along with following other tips. Cover mouth and nose in public with a cloth face covering. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Okay, we are back. So, you know, we're talking about taking a look at the equal promises of God for today. Because God is still the same he was yesterday. What he did before, he can do it again.
That's
so
right.
That's why we want to talk about it, because we want to speak to, we're addressing believers today. And, you know, and of course, we know there we have some listeners that may not know Jesus, but that's okay. You know, listen, there's something here for you too.
That's right.
So you can see why we believe in Jesus so much and why we trust in his word, because it's so important to our way of life and living. And so, you know, it's important for all the children of God to believe in his word, because there are promises for every believer in Jesus Christ in the Bible. And, you know, you won't know what's in the word of God unless you open your Bibles. You read it, you study it, you learn it, you meditate on it, you get it in your hearts, and you stand on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need not go lacking because of lack of knowledge. You know, the word of God tells us in Hosea 4:6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And another translation says, my people are being destroyed because they don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, that's powerful to me, because mm-hmm. God is saying his word is how you find out who he is. And if you don't get in his word, you won't know who he is. You won't know the promises. You won't know how much he loves you unless you get in his word.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see how we can get to know God. First of all, it starts with receiving Jesus, you know, and what he did on the cross.
But Lady V, there are some who say, but the Bible, I don't understand the Bible. I don't understand. When I read it, it's confusing and stuff. But first, they need to get a translation that is more of how we speak today. The original King James Version, there are a lot of thuses and these and thous, and and they use different words for money and stuff like that. So, you know, so that you can get into the word, like Lady V said, you know, you need a translation. New Living Translation is a really good translation. New American Standard is a good translation. So don't let not being able to understand what you read keep you from the knowledge of God, of learning who he is, because the King James Version is not the only version. The New Living Translation is an excellent translation where you can read the Bible and study the Bible and be able to learn more about God,
and also you get to know more of him. Again, you know, as you read and you speak to God, let him know he's listening. You can say, God, explain this, to give me wisdom. He says, any man asks for wisdom, he will freely give it.
That's right.
So you can ask him, give me wisdom in this. I'm not sure what it is that I'm reading. And for me, it's good to have a good study Bible, because when you have a good study Bible, then you can sort of look in the commentary and it kind of explains it a little bit. It goes more into it. But the best teacher of all is the Holy Spirit, because he can make the words lift up off the page as if God is just speaking directly to your situation. And I'm a witness to that. So getting to know Jesus, it takes time by reading the word, studying, walking with him, learning of him. But first, again, it starts with receiving what Jesus did on the cross. Because the act of Jesus sacrificing his life, him being God's son, God sent him here because he saw that the world was sinful. And of course, there was no way we could redeem ourselves. So we needed a redeemer. And so therefore, God came in the flesh, came in the form of his son, Jesus. And therefore, Jesus sacrificed his life on the cross, took the punishment, made, you know, covered the payment for sin for the world, and show that for one, God loves the world. And he wanted the world to have salvation through his son. So you can't be made right by yourself. You can't be made right by anything you do, not any works that you do, only by the shed blood of Jesus and receiving what he did. And, you know, salvation only comes through Jesus. There's no other way to get to God. There's only one. That's just through Jesus and receiving him. And our acceptance of Jesus as our Savior says we believe that his love and his sacrifice was for us, was done so that we would get to know God the Father, so that we would have a life with him. So, you know, let's face it, like with any relationship, it starts with acceptance. You accept the person for who they are. You spend time together. You build that trust. And so in spending time in the Word of God, that's how we get to know Jesus. That's how we get to know God's heart. And as we read the Word of God, we learn of the promises of God, and we learn how much God's love for us was left written in his Word, inspired by men of God that were inspired by the Holy Spirit that wrote the different scrolls and accounts that were put together all together in the Bible to tell of, you know, the life of people that walk with God, the life of people who chose not to walk with God, the life of people who were obedient to God and they saw his favor continuously show up on their behalf. And we also saw the struggles of people who believed in God but waited on his promises. So, and that's what we have to do even today, so, you know, one thing we are learning, and I must say, in our first part of our lives as Christians, we didn't learn this in the church that we were in about praying the Word of God. We didn't even realize how important the Word of God was to our lives until we moved further in life and we started to hunger for God. And he says, you know, if you hunger and thirst for him, you will be filled. And he also says, if you knock and seek him, you're going to find him. You know, he's not lost, But one thing about it, you know, we were lost because we didn't know anything about Jesus, about the word. We were oblivious to how important the word of God is to our lives. Mm-hmm. But when we learn that, because God sees the heart that seeks after him, and he will answer, and he will give you the answers that you need. And we learn how to effectively pray his word, and mm-hmm. how we can trust him to honor his word, because, you know, we have learned how to build our trust in Jesus. And that's why we got to share this message today, you know, so we want to jump right in about learning more of God and who God is, you know, mm-hmm. so we can pray prayers that are effectual. The word of God says the effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
Right.
So it's going to yield fruit because you are praying it effectively by his word.
Mm-hmm.
And let's look at, you know, by his word, by praying his word, let's look at some promises in his word. Isaiah, I love the book of Isaiah, prophet Isaiah, chapter 40 of the book of Isaiah, verses 28 to 31. This is the NLT version. It says, have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Let me say that again. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. No, in the book of Isaiah, you know, you find Isaiah's description of God's power to create, his ability to provide and sustain, his presence to help, his power beyond human knowledge,
mm-hmm.
his care and concern for each of us personally, and his knowledge of our weaknesses. So God knows when we are at the point where we can't take it no more.
That's right.
And we need his help. So, you know, he knows our struggles. That's the kind of father he is.
That's right.
But, you know, we got to trust mm-hmm. in his great love for us. And we got to remain confident in that love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hence, there is a trust required for us to have in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's simplify what that trust looks like. Trusting in the Lord means staying in a patient expectation that God will fulfill his promises and his word. Simple as that. You know, stay patient. It's going to take patience. You got to trust him, and it's going to take patience to receive that fulfilled promise, because
but sometimes patience takes so long.
Our time is not God's time. We want things to happen the next day. God says, I'm going to teach you something in the midst of the wait. So that's the thing about it. It's not he's keeping it from us. You know, when his promises are yes and amen.
That's
you pray
right.
and concern the
that's
words.
Right.
His promises are yes, yes, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to be willing to take his route
mm-hmm.
to the promise. And even though we all have our moments of weaknesses, you know, and worry, and there is absolutely no room for a second guessing God. You know, we cannot please God if we don't have faith in him.
That's right.
And that's with any relationship. If you don't have faith, if you have a spouse, you're married, and you can't trust that person, you don't have faith in that person, it's not going to work out.
No, it's not going to work out.
It's going to cause problems.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have to remember that, you know, every one of us, we have moments where we need our faith resuscitated because our faith is on life support.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're like, God, okay, it's been more than a minute, God.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's been a couple of years, God. I'm still waiting. But, you know, even though we still have to wait.
That's
you know?
Right.
and I think, you know, I'm thankful, you know, how we see in Isaiah, you know, he's basically saying, you know, when he's talking about the young, you know, getting tired and everything, you know, even the people that appear to be strong have moments of weakness.
That's right.
So we should never feel ashamed about having moments of weakness. We just have to remember how big our God is.
That's right.
Isaiah tells us in verses 29 to 31, you know, that even the strongest people get tired at times, but God's
mm-hmm.
power and strength never diminish. You know, God is never too tired or too busy to help and to listen. His strength is our source of strength.
Yes.
So remember, whenever you feel like life is crushing you or you cannot go another day, keep this in mind. you can call upon God to renew your strength mm-hmm. while you wait for your circumstances to change. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, he will strengthen you to rise above life's difficulties, you know, and help you to walk, you know, to go through that dark valley. Because all of us have those dark valleys in mm-hmm. life. We mm-hmm. all go through stuff. And, you know, I'm take a pause for a second. And at the time of this taping, you know, in America here, you know, we have a lot of race tensions going on from people of color being angry and upset concerning treatment by, you know, certain, you know, prejudiced police officers. And not all of them are prejudiced. Not all white people are prejudiced. You know, it's just certain people that don't know God, that don't mm-hmm. have love in their heart to know that a human being's life is valuable.
That's right.
They diminish a person's life with equaling it to zero value.
Right.
Wherein, when you get to know God, it is, the Bible says, a lamp for your feet and a light on your path. So it will light your way and you will see things more clearly. Mm-hmm. And you won't allow things to tarnish your perception of people. God loves all people.
That's right.
If you receive his son or not, he still loves you. He wants you to receive his son mm-hmm. because he knows your life will go so much better and your eternity will be spent with him. So that is why we want to share the gospel of Jesus. We want to shine a light. And, you know, what's going on in America today with the race tensions is division that is a dark valley for a lot of people of color. And so, you know, we want to continue to remind people that Jesus is the light in the midst of the darkness. And he is the light of the world. And when people get to know Jesus, they get to know love. And when they get to know love, they realize that every life matters to God. So every life should matter to us. So
that's
just try
right.
to put that in
that's
there.
Right.
So getting back to what we're talking about, the word gives direction. It breathes life into our situations. And, you know, that's why Jesus is the light of the world. God says, I am that I am. Mm-hmm. You know, he is the word. He is our strength. He is our way maker. He is our deliverer, our healer, our protection. He is the good news. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to get to know Jesus to know that to be true in your life. And you got to put the time and the effort in the word. You know, and Christianity, you know, it's about a relationship with Jesus. Now, it's been built over time, spent together with him. But also, you know, Christianity has been misrepresented mm-hmm. and stuck in a category as just a religion mm-hmm. for years. It's actually about a life walking with Jesus mm-hmm. and building that relationship with him. It's built to last for an eternity. Mm-hmm. So it's not about religion. Religion is based on a bunch of rules, regulations, and people bowing down to man.
Right.
But Christianity is based on the love of Jesus and the salvation through Jesus and the love of God for all.
Right.
So that's why it is in our hearts to share Jesus. But, you know, beloved, you know, we can describe God the best way we can with our own knowledge of him through our relationship with his son.
Right.
And by reading his word. But staying in the word, talking to God and listening for direction from his Holy Spirit is important because, you know, that's how we know how to get through those tough times when we are waiting for prayers to be answered.
Right.
And it seems like it's just not happening fast enough. Mm-hmm. But so, you know, God can help us in that patient waiting by his Holy Spirit, encouraging us and then us encouraging one another that God is faithful mm-hmm. and whatever he has done before, he can do it again. So
yes.
We've seen as Christians, we've seen God turn situations around, and we will continue to believe and trust in him that he will turn even more situations around in our lives. You know, we just got to wait on him. We got to trust him. We got to pray the word. We got to expect him to answer. And it's important, you know, for me to point out this, we should never put limits on his power,
mm-mm.
you know, by our limited understanding of him. We just got to have faith in God and know that he loves us. He hears our prayers. He wants the best outcome for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why he made a plan for everybody, you know, on the earth that was ever born. You know, now a lot of people ain't living that plan out because they live their own plans. They live their own truths.
That's right.
But God's truth is the only truth that really matters because his truth gets you to an eternity with him. His truth gets your eyes open wide so you can see not only his faithfulness, his goodness, his love, but you can see your way through trouble.
That's right.
You can see that he is going to be always remain faithful, that he will come to the rescue, you know, and we got to rest in him. Mm-hmm. We got to remain confident in his ability to fulfill his word and his promises. And God's promises are for every believer in Jesus Christ, whether you are a Jewish Christian, whether you are a American, you know, Black American Christian, whether you white American Christian, whether you, you know, Greek, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, God's promises for all believers in Jesus Christ. And that's why we just tell people about Jesus. We want the world to know about him because we want you to know, you know, you are missing out on someone that is truly love. You don't know love until you know Jesus. And that is evident in the world today with all the violence and the hate that's going on. They don't know Jesus. If they have hate in their heart, they do not know Jesus. Even the word of God says, if a man does not love, he does not know God.
That's right.
So, you know, for all those that have hate in their hearts, do not think that they know God. They do not know God. They do not know Jesus. Mm-hmm. They do not have Jesus in them, because you cannot have the one that is love in you and then not show forth that love through your life.
That's right.
But getting back to the equal promises of God, it is the equal promises of God. Again, it's for every believer in Christ Jesus, and it is inheritance, you know, and it's not about favoritism. It's not about, you know, oh, God liked them better, so they got healing and my pawpaw died. Mm-hmm. No, it is that, did your pawpaw know the word? Did he stand on the word? If he knew the word, did he just decide to leave? Mm-hmm. Or that it'd be better on the other side when we got a glimpse? Mm-hmm. You know, it's all we can say is, you know, every life matters to God, and God gives free will to all of us to receive his son, to believe in his word or not. That's, you know, right. That's your choice, and he gives you that choice. So it's not about favoritism. What he does for one, he can do for another. You just have to believe in him and believe and trust in his word and wait for his timing. Mm-hmm. And it comes right down to, we've got to put our lives in his hands. We got to be convinced, fully convinced of his word.
That's right.
And his faithfulness. You know, his timing is always perfect. Our timing is always, we want it right now, but God's timing is always perfect, because there's a preparation that takes place in the midst. We learn stuff. We've learned stuff in our 40 plus years of living, you know, that we did not know when we were in our 20s.
No.
And although we went through some heartaches, some sufferings, we came out with a jewel of wisdom from that.
Definitely.
So we can definitely say, you know, even in the wait, we learned something.
That's right.
We learned something. So it's the wait is not fun. It's just like in a doctor's office, you're in the waiting room, you know, but, you know, waiting to get something taken, get problem taken care of. And you're waiting, you've seen other people getting called. And you're like, when is it going to be my turn? Yeah. And like, well, I've been waiting here for hours, but it just comes to, you know, when it's your turn, when it's God's time to do a thing. The word of God says a time and season for everything under the sun, and there's a reason for that. You know, it's a time of peace. You know, there's a time of war. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a time of being born. It's a time of dying. Mm-hmm. With everything, there is a season. There is a timing, and with it all, God is very aware of what's happening.
Right.
And we just have to continue to look to God as our source of power, our source of strength. And God's word, it still produces. It produced at the beginning of time, and his word still has the power to produce today, tomorrow, the next day, and beyond. The word will always be here. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word will always remain. It will always remain. So let's look at some promises of God. Psalm 138 and 8, it says, the Lord will work out his plans for my life, for your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. Mm-hmm. So the question is, do you trust God with your life? You know, I know we all make plans for our lives, but if we want the best plan, you know, that would be God's plan. Mm-hmm. And God works out his plans for our lives, and he will bring us through the difficulties we face. God's plans are good. So if, you know, he will unfold those plans for you if you trust him.
That's
and
right.
Trust the process. Trust That's his right. leading. And he loves you. That's why he made the plans for your life in the beginning, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, not only those plans good for you, but in those plans, let's think about it. Those plans included a savior.
Yes.
He saw from the beginning and from the end, you know, that mankind was going to mess up and we would need a savior. So he factored in a savior in those plans so that our outcome would be a good eternity with him. Mm-hmm. And you know, Jesus came to save the world, you know, because of God's great love for all. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, it says, "Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you or abandon you." You know, God knows your future. He has prepared for those hard times that we all encounter. You know, he already knows what you're going through, and it's never a surprise to him. And we have to remember that if he allowed it, there's a purpose in it.
That's right.
And whatever it is, you know, God can get you through it. So we got to trust him with the process. He will not let us go through it alone, and he will be with us through it all. He's a deliverer. Mm-hmm. In Isaiah 41 and 13, it says, "For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you." You know, God is letting us know that he will do what a good father does, and that's prove his love by caring for his children and helping us in times of need. You know, we don't have to go through anything thinking nobody cares for us,
that's,
you know,
right,
or that God only answers prayers for certain favors. No, God cares for our every concern, mm-hmm, because he loves us all. And there isn't anything that you can ask for that he doesn't already know that you're going to ask him about, you know, so we don't have to stay in worry or fear, you know, about us being alone or going through stuff alone. You know, Jesus is mighty to save. So we have to remember that. In Mark 11:24, Jesus said, "Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." Mm-hmm. Now, our prayers are often inspired by what we want to see the outcome to be.
Mm-hmm.
But when Jesus prayed, it was with the Father's interest in mind.
Right.
You know, and although we can express our desires to God in prayer, we should always want his will above our own.
That's right.
So, you know, whenever you read and study the word of God, you know, you're going to learn what God's will is. And then when you pray it according to his will, that's his word, you know, and you believe that he will honor his written word, then you will have whatever you ask.
Mm-hmm.
In Jeremiah 1 and 12, it says, I am watching over my word to perform it. This is what God is saying. I'm watching over my word to perform it. So if there's promises from God, he's well able to perform it. And in the meantime, we got to spend time studying the word of God, mm-hmm, to know the word of God, and, you know, again, to pray the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Proverbs tells us a lot about that, about with God watching, saying in Jeremiah 1 and 12, saying he's watching over his word to perform it. You know, and when we spend time in the word, okay, because God has made a promise, I'm going to perform it.
Mm-hmm.
We are learning in his word, okay? Proverbs 3:5 and 6:5, 6 and 7 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones." Now, when you read the word, the reason why I read that out, when you read the word, you are learning what God desires for you,
right,
will always be the best. It says, right, health to your body, nourishment. The word is feeding your spirit, it's feeding your body, it's feeding your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you know how to, you find the word that you can pray over your life, whatever your situation is, you realize it's encouraging you when you're reading it, because you're seeing what the promise is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know that God says in his word that he's watching over his word to perform it, and you're reading what the promise is, then you know, okay, this is something God's gonna perform in my life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read it out loud, you hear it, and you're building your faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. And when you meditate in your spirit, it's written, it's getting written in the tablet of your heart, where it's in your knower. It's, mm-hmm, in your know. You it's like, it comes up when you have an issue. It comes up, you know, because even in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22, it says, "My son," it's another indicator, "my son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body."
Mm-hmm.
Again, the word reminds you of what God promises you. So when you pray the word and you remember that God says he's watching over his word to perform it, you are reminded of what he's going to perform in your life.
Right.
And when you, and then it prepares you. It prepares you in the waiting period. It prepares you. It gives you reading material. You know, in the doctor's office, you got magazines in there to read.
Yeah.
While you wait for the doctor to come in. It's like that magazine in the doctor's office while you wait for the doctor to come in. It's something for you to read, something to put your eyes on and focus on Why are you waiting?
Yeah,
that's good. So, you know, and that's what we have to do. And it could take, you know, them prayers being prayed, that period is a waiting period for prayers to get answered. You know, it could take hours, days, weeks, months, years, decades. You know, it could be the next day. You know, I've had a prayer to be answered. I pray a prayer to be answered the next day. But it doesn't always happen that way.
Right.
God already, you know, says he'll, you know, he's watching his word perform. So you're praying his word. He's going to perform what you've prayed out of his word. But we have to remember, it's going to take God's timing for it to be right on time.
Mm-hmm. And when praying, we have to remember, is he's going to watch over his word.
Yeah, his word.
To perform it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if what you're praying for does not line up with his
that's
word.
That's right. That's a good point.
You can forget it.
You can forget it.
You know, mm-hmm. Now, you can't be praying for somebody else's husband.
No, no, that's not. You know, that goes against his word.
That goes against his word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't be praying to help you rob a bank.
No.
Lord, help me go in there and, nope. and rob this bank.
Because that, no, goes against his word.
That goes against his word. Mm-hmm. That goes against not only the law of the land, mm-hmm. but that goes against even his moral law.
That's right.
Of do not steal.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're praying, when you pray his word, remember,
mm-hmm.
he watches over his word.
That's right.
To perform it. So mm-hmm. whatever it is you're needing, find it in his word.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can say, Father, now you said in your word.
Uh-huh. And then read what it says.
And read what it says.
And keep reminding him of that.
Keep reminding him. And then you can expect that that promise will come to pass
mm-hmm.
in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
that is his word for you.
Mm-hmm. 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 And I even go back to what Jesus said to the disciples in Luke chapter 18, verse 1 through 8, because he was telling them about the widow that kept going to the unjust judge, kept asking him that she wanted justice. She kept going to it. And Jesus started out on verse 1 saying to the disciples, you know, you ought to always pray and not give up.
Right.
And he was giving the example of the story of the widow that was going to a judge that was crooked
mm-hmm.
and saying, I need justice. Now, I don't know if she was a widow because somebody killed her husband or what.
Oh, right.
It was not made clear
mm-hmm.
why she was a widow and what justice she needed.
Mm-hmm.
But she just kept coming to her. And then the judge, the crooked judge just was like, look, I'm tired of this woman coming to me. I don't believe in her guy. I don't fear him. But I'm going to give her what she wants. I'm tired of her mm-hmm. coming to me. And Jesus said, well, how much more will God that loves you
right
would answer you know even more so than a crooked judge would answer somebody just kept coming nagging him.
Uh-huh.
He said, how much more would your God who loves you, you know, answer your prayer?
Right.
So he said, he's telling them, pray and don't give up. He said always to pray and never give up.
Right.
You know? So we have to keep our eyes on the word. Our health depends on it. Our life depends on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to keep speaking the word of God over our situation because our faith depends on it.
Yes.
Because faith comes by hearing. Again, you know, we have to meditate on those promises and it builds our faith muscles. So we got to stay focused on the word, not on our problems. I know it's easy said than done, seem like, but you know, when we start focusing on our problems, it ain't changing.
Mm-mm.
When we focus on the word, we will see God change things for our good. You know, and like I said, it may take some time.
Mm-hmm.
But through that time period of that, you are learning something, you're growing in your trust for God, for one,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we don't want to get in a place of stressing out. You know, I know about stress, so you don't want to get in a place of stressing out because
mm-hmm.
constant worry and stress can kill. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
we know, you know, being ill at ease causes disease. So
that's
we
right.
got to stay in peace and wait on God. We just got to keep our focus on God. And Psalm 27, verse 14. We hear, it was David is saying, wait on the Lord, be of good courage and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So we know waiting requires patience and sometimes it's hard to be patient,
mm-hmm.
but you know, wait, but we still, you know, the word still tells us, wait.
That's
wait,
what it say.
Wait, stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's like at the stop light, and the red says wait. You know, red means stop. You
that's
know,
right.
And you're like, but I want to go. I got to hurry up and get to where I'm going. I got,
mm-hmm.
I'm late. God said, well, be late, but stop.
That's right.
Wait. You know, you might get the yellow light to say, hold on, late, slow up. You
yeah.
know, don't get in a hurry because the word says be anxious for nothing.
That's what
there's
it says.
A reason for you can't be on a rush to anywhere because one thing about it, in the rush you may miss something,
mm-hmm.
and you may end up rushing into quickly and you're getting in some kind of, you know, crash of life, you know, getting
mm-hmm.
some kind of crash. So we don't want to rush. We're not going to rush God, you know, and God wants to teach us patience so that we can learn to wait on him.
That's right.
You know, and he will accomplish whatever his word sets out and says. So the purpose in the wait.
Mm-hmm.
And David learned that in Psalm 40, verse 1 through 3. David says, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. So here's what we can do. We can learn from David. When David waited on the Lord to help him, David got help. And he learned something in a way. He learned time and time again that God is faithful. And when you wait on him, you find that out. You know, you wait it out, you're going to find that out. You know, and God will strengthen you. And you'll learn in the process to push through those times of despair. And you learn how to trust God to bring you out. And then you can encourage someone else with your testimony of the wait and of the victory.
Right.
You know, and although I know not, you know, everyone believes that God has equal promises for all that believe in him, but he does. And just as God helped David, God seeks to help his children now. So don't think that God doesn't care about you. His word tells us in 1 Peter 3:12, he says, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. So God cares about what concerns us. He cares so much that he allowed Apostle John to even leave us a clue about getting the prayer answered. In 1 John 5:14-15, it says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we've asked of him.
That's right.
So prayer is a petition. So praying the word of God is the will of God. And so when we pray the word of God, which are the promises of God, we can believe that he hears us and that he's working things out for a beneficial outcome. So, you know, beloved, you know, we need to trust God in everything pertaining to our lives. We need to surrender it all over to Jesus. We have to be patient, trust him, stay in the word, meditate on the promise of God, wait on the Lord in faith and an expectation. You know, it isn't a prayer that God cannot answer that's in agreement with his will. And there isn't a problem that his word does not speak to. So we remember, you know, his will is in his word, and his word is our covenant promise.
Right.
And it's an equal promise inheritance available for all of God's children in Christ Jesus. So, you know, be encouraged. And remember that Jesus tells us in Luke 18:1 that we should always pray and never give up. So as a body of Christ, we have to live by the word, which guides our feet and lights our path. You know, and, you know, if you're looking for looking to find a way through life, through this life, you know, the way will always point to Jesus. He That's is right. the way, the truth, and the life, you know. But if you don't know Jesus, but you want to come into the family of God, you know, here's a prayer that you can say to invite Jesus into your life as Lord and Savior. It's a simple prayer that will make a lasting impact on your life, because trust me, it did for me. Just say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross for my sins and God raised you from the dead. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life because I need a Savior. Come into my heart. I surrender my life to you. I make you my Lord and Savior. Now, if you pray that simple prayer, you know, you are now born again in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Welcome to the family of God. Let us know that you've committed your life to Jesus. And, you know, we want to hear from you and direct you further. So, you know, get your Holy Bible, pray and ask God to get your Holy Bible with a easy interpretation read, like New Living, New International Version, English Standard Version.
Amplified.
That'll kind of break it down. You know, King James Version is just a little bit hard to read, so let's stick to the easier versions. And ask God to lead you to the right Bible-based church with Jesus as the center and not man. You know, this is a life-changing moment in your life, so you need direction from God, even to find the right church for you. You know, you are needed somewhere in the body of Christ. So, you know, if you have any questions, please contact us by going over to our website, Spreading Hope EverywhereTalks.com, and click the contact us tab. We want to hear from you and help to point you in the right direction. So we're gonna have a time of closing prayer and a blessing to pronounce over you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for every hearer of your word on today. We thank you, Father God, that anyone that tuned in and stayed tuned in to the end, there was a message in it just for them. So we thank you for the blessings upon their lives and their families' lives. We thank you that your word has entered into their heart and planted to be to bring up a harvest one day, yes, of your faithful promises being revealed. So we thank you, Father God, as you impart your love upon this person and these people, God, that are listening. We thank you, Father God, that we know that there's someone that is, I feel there's someone that is hungry for you, God, mm-hmm, in such a way that they've been seeking you. So right now, God, I pray for that person, God, that you will fill their lives with all that you are. You are more than enough, Jesus.
Yes.
And we thank you, Father God, that as they have received you in their heart as Lord and Savior, we thank you, Father God, that you will guide them by your Holy Spirit, mm-hmm, that you will lead them into the life you intended for them, that your purpose be fulfilled in their lives, your plans for them are good. And we thank you that you put the right people in their lives, remove the wrong people,
yes,
put people in their path, God, that will be an asset to their growth in your word. Mm-hmm. So we thank you, Father God, that you walk with them and you teach them. And we thank you they'll meditate on your word. We thank you, Father God, they'll believe and trust in you, God, only. They'll, mm-hmm, be unmovable, unshakable, and stand on your word with all fervency and all belief and trust in you, God. And we thank you, God, that they will experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. We thank you they'll be made complete and all the fullness of life and power that comes from you, God. And we pray, God, that your hope fill them with all joy, that all peace, as they trust in you, that they will overflow by hope from and through the power of your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
In Jesus Christ's name,
Jesus' name,
we call it so.
Yes.
Grace and peace to you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so that you can stay plugged in into another hope-filled discussion. For this week's show notes, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/S2E14. While you're there, follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Check out Lady V's weekly devotional episodes. And if you like merch with positive messaging, go on over to our online store. Join us next time for She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.